Maggie.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We're going into this completely, you know, unexpected. So
yeah, totally. We literally just met.
Yeah. So what's your company that you're building?
Yeah, so my company is Sata Labs, and I'm building a gamified learning app to teach children money habits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because it's not covered by the natural,
like, totally.
The educational system doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
And so what's the theory behind that?
Yeah, so I really want to do something that is more approachable and fun for the kids. So without giving it away too much, it's an app that someone can download, a kid can download, and pick their character. So we have these really cute, we have 12 characters right now. They are AI princesses and princes within the app that's going to kind of help mentor the kids through, you know, their journey of using it. So what will happen is, you know, they get to learn a lesson, play a game, earn some gems, and that's all I can say right now because we're still building.
Okay. And what are the sort of games that they're, I mean, what are the things that you're going to be teaching?
So many habits, right? Like savings, budgeting, the value of money, confidence, even just asking questions, because I feel like a lot of us are so intimidated by finance. Mm-hmm. And I think starting early is so important. So starting the conversation of, you know, what the value of money is and being able to openly talk about it, ask questions, I think that will change the game.
Presumably, you're not going to be teaching them how to ape into DeFi, meme coins, all of that sort of stuff.
So, TBD, we don't know, but it's really, I think the foundation is the most important. And then as we build, as we kind of create, maybe there'll be levels where we can start incorporating more Web3 into it.
So it's blockchain based?
Yeah, so we're building it on chain.
Okay.
Right now we're building in the traditional route just because we're trying to find the product market fit. And then, you know, once we find that, then we'll start integrating Web3 technology in it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And sorry. Complete mind blank.
We can cut that out.
That's the best bit. That's the best bit. No, it's not it. And so, what's your background? How did you come to this? To come to build this?
So my background is definitely not the traditional route that everyone would think. I actually came from a wellness background. I had a wellness company in San Francisco for 10 years. And, you know, I learned a lot from that, just building. I love building things from scratch. Mm. And then I actually pivoted into real estate and I built a company with that.
Okay.
And now I'm building something that just is truly meaningful for me because I just see so many people out there struggling with it. And for myself, I would say this app is for my younger self. So okay. I'm building it from the heart. I'm really building it for me and the people around me. Yeah.
Sounds like a good reason to do it.
Definitely.
So when building something for children, mm-hmm. how does that play into, I mean, we've just had this conversation off camera, but we've come back, we're going to do it back on camera. What are the considerations and the sort of pitfalls and problems that you run into with building mm-hmm. for kids mm-hmm. in the Web3 space?
Yeah, so something that I learned very early on, I actually started this in February, and I started interviewing a lot of parents and teachers. I remember one specific moment where I was talking to a teacher and she was all about it. And she wanted me to come to her high school and, you know, like share a lot with the parents that she's around. Right when I told her that this was going to be on chain, she immediately had a straight face and she's like, oh, we don't do Twitter, we don't do crypto. And that was something that I needed to learn. So now when I tell parents or when I talk to parents and teachers, I kind of leave that out because if you look at the app, you would never know that, you know, we're using Web3 technology because it's just a simple app.
Mm.
So that's something that I'm learning right now as I go.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, it's a bad word in many circles.
Totally. And until we kind of get there, until, you know, our world, our society are a little bit more receptive to, you know, Web3 technology, I kind of have to leave it on the download for now.
I mean, so what do you think the next phase is there? Because, like, to me, it seems like it could either go in the direction of companies like yours building mm-hmm. up things with the blockchain infrastructure and people coming around to the fact that, oh, actually, no, blockchain is all right. It's not just pump and dump, like financial chaos. And so people become more accepting of it. Or do you think that we go in the other direction towards, like, it's just the background infrastructure. Like, nobody cares that something's on AWS or on Google Cloud.
Yeah.
It doesn't come into the thought process of any of that. So, like,
I think things will shift, kind of like the early 2000s, right? Like, nobody knew what the internet was, and then all of a sudden everyone's using the internet. So I think maybe this app could be a gateway for people to start accepting, you know, blockchain. Because again, like, when you're using an app or when you're using any of these, you know, technology, you might not even know that it's blockchain. So it takes you know, businesses or companies like this to kind of like shift the narrative and also invite and open the doors to normies to get into this world.
So when token launch, just kidding.
I mean, we potentially will have an NFT collection. So yeah, that would be fun.
Would make sense in this case. Where can people find you?
SataLabs.io. Sata means power in Hindi, so I really want to give the power to the next generation.
Okay, cool. And what, how's the conference been for you? Have you been to many conferences?
Great. Like, so this is actually my second Web3 conference. I was in Dubai a few weeks ago for Token and Basecamp. So this is my second one, and it's definitely a different energy. You know, I love connecting with artists. I've never really been around so many amazing creatives, so it's been great.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I hope you have a good rest of conference.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.